A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August the 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the life and legacy of the late legendary playwright, actor, founder and director of the Amakosi Theatre Production Company in Bulawayo, Count Mhlanga, who died on Monday at the age of 64. Mhlanga is credited for playing a major role in promoting the country's arts industry and freedom of speech. Mhlanga was an outspoken critic of the late Robert Mugabe regime, and in 2008 was awarded the inaugural $50,000 Freedom to Create Prize for his play The Good President. According to Reuters, the award was given to Mhlanga as a celebration of the role of the arts which can play in promoting human rights. Let's hear Mhlanga talking about his work.
The last 10 years has been very difficult politically because this is where everything started to go wrong in Zimbabwe in 1999. And as theatre people, and especially myself, I always listen to the public conversation, and I gather public conversation and amplify it. And I use theatre to do that, and as a result, you have a lot of sentiments coming from the public, from ordinary people, expressing their political concerns. And in that case, then theatre became really under very suppressed conditions from government elements who didn't like the amplification of public dialogue. And it's been very difficult.
That there was the late Count Mhlanga speaking in a Reuters report after he was awarded the Freedom to Create Prize. Mhlanga was given a government-assisted funeral, and Vice President Constantino Chiwenga and his wife today paid their respects to the Mhlanga family in Bulawayo. He is expected to be buried in his rural home in Lupane tomorrow. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kurangarira upenyu waCount Mhlanga uyo aive nyanduri mukuru munyika. Mhlanga akashaya nemuvhuro kuBulawayo. Hama neshamwari dzasangana nasi kuBulawayo Amphitheatre dzichionekana nemutumbi waMhlanga. Vanhu vakawanda varumbidza mabasa akabatwa naMhlanga. Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga nemudzimai wavo vashanyira mhuri kwaMhlanga nasi. Mhlanga ari kutarisirwa kuradzikwa kumusha kwake kuLupane mangwana. The memorial service of the late Mhlanga was attended by the Minister of State for Bulawayo Metropolitan City, Judith Ncube.
Mama, in
Unfortunately, I'm being a scattered school. I'm a child.
siya kumbula ukuthi njengoba bengusutha kakhulu ebantwini abatsha ngiyakwazi ukuyeza phuma lama ideas amatsha abeza kwenza ama-youth esondeni sikhala le mudi yakwamhlanga le mudi yakwongwabi lebulawayo lelizwe lonke jikelele
abantu bazobonga lapho ukuthi-ke ilizwe limnikile lokuthi ancediswe nguhulumende ngamafitshane amazwi amongameli athi
hayi umongameli ukhala kunye le mudi yakwamhlanga ukhala le mudi yakwongwabi ukhala le mudi yama-artist ukhala le mudi yezimbabwe ubone kufanele ukuthi ngomsebenzi owenziwe ngukonke ubone kufanele ukuthi ihulumende incedise ukuze umsebenzi kabhudibe buthakathaka ungasindi muli yodwa ngoba kwenzileyo bekusenzelwa isizwe.
Minister of State for Bulawayo Metropolitan City Judith Ncube speaking to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda. Bulawayo so, Mayor Solomon Mguni was there at the memorial service and had this to say.
It's a way that we can embarrass teachers. It's the good stewardship of all of the city. Through this condition, the development of the extra-action setting up the campus data production. It's a way that we can offend you to see the bonus award on 18 October 2022. And we still remember the power of this decision we took. And actually, there's a set of flowers we gave which only can these flowers while it was still alive. And we don't remember this.
Bulawayo Mayor Solomon Mguni speaking in Bulawayo. Silangu Dlodlo, one of the founding members of Amakosi Theatre Centre and worked for over 40 years with Count Mhlanga, speaks.
Count was a visionary. Count had the ability to identify talent in people and place people in their correct places where they would be most effective. But most important, Kont was able to dream and dream in long term and have steps and measures to achieve those dreams. I remember when Amakosi started in 1982, already Kont was talking about Amakosi owning a television station, and we all thought she was dreaming. I thought, it's just dreaming. Kont would talk about Apollo Theater in America, that Apollo Theater is made up by artists, and they are just artists like me and you. But at that time, it was like a pie in the sky. It was something that was like unimaginable. But today, Kont has been working on Giona TV. After Sky's Metro radio station and Breeze have been licensed, that means that dream that he spoke about 40 years ago, he worked tirelessly and he achieved it. The day he was taken ill, he was coming from the Giona offices. That's when he got home and he collapsed. So, just a bit of being unwell and a lot of overworking, because he wanted to achieve this dream. Kont believed that arts needs two things: a production house, a place that it can call its own home, and a market where these things can then be monetized. This is the reason why when we started Amakosi, we started with an in-house training program which we called Amakosi Performing Arts Workshop.
That was Silangu Dlodlo speaking with Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda. Ezra also spoke to the brother of the deceased, Stix Mhlanga.
I'm forward to being Sekaya. Nyezo abantwana bethiwa umncane lapho mnewini sokuthi akusamanga into samanga kahle. Ngcono uphuthume ufike. So vele ngithe mfika wathi ngamfikehleza empedeni wathi ah mfowethu phela mvuse ngafa mina but hayi phela ngiyindawo ngikhona saxoxa into eziningi kodwa asange sixoxele ziyani izinto zokuthi asoze sifonane ngoba ngamfikehleza phansi ngahamba ngicisha ilanga elilodwa singabonananga ngithe sembuya ngelanga lesithathu isethe ukuthi ngifice improve ngasica uyadeteriorate ngahle ngaqalisa ukuthi lapha ndoda phela kungenzakala zivothwe la zingabothwa laphana kwenzweni ngabe ngizevuma ukuthi anjeni laphana kwenziso laphana izinto zemuli laphana kwenziso khana lezo ngahle ngabona ukuthi la uyazizwa ukuthi hhayi
so lapha phakathi ezinjengemuli uthi isikhala esikhulu
isikhala sakhe futhi imfowethu isikhulu kakhulu kuzima vele ukuthi ubani ongangena ezihlangwini zakhe ngoba njengoba bengikhuluma laphana ukuthi waba i-firstborn indodana endala kufamily yethu la kuclan yethu he was groomed ukuthi abe yilokhu ayikho khona thina abanye sasiphonga ukulandela emuva nje uyilabana ama-followers so vele kuzima ukufila isikhala sakhe nxa uvele ungazange ukuthi umncane wakugrunyelwa
uthiye abantwana abangaki la
umfowethu uthiye abantwana abangu-6 esingathi abafana abathathu namantombazana amathathu
imakhosi indiana isingasekubaba uyibone siyana iyaqhubela phambili
mina ngombono wami lanxa ngikhuluma laye umdala mbone ngani imakhosi uvele njengoba vele besesebenza labantu abayanga imakhosi khathesi ikhangelelwe mhlawumbe ukuthi ibanjwe next generation
Mukoma we Mufi 6 Mhlanga speaking with Ezra Sibanda in Bulawayo. Now let's take a look at the coffin. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And Tirukwende Ramberi, Nekurangarira Upenyu, Wakonti Mhlanga, Uyo Akashaya Nemuswe Muvuro. Ngati Nzwe Yukubaku Mukuruwe National Art Council of Zimbabwe, Va Nicholas Moyo.
Ilanga lalamhla lisethusile indlela umsebenzi kaConte ohambe ngawo. So far uhambe kuhle, uzithelelela nje kuhle. Sithe sivuke ekuseni sibikelwa ukuthi u-acting president welizwe ongu-vice president Juan ufuna ukubuya ezokhulumisana abantu. Wabaziningi zezimnandi lezo, zagijima zalungisa lakanye. Wabuya u-vice president elokosikazi lakhe phekezelwa nguminister of state, bafika ngkhaya bakhulumisa imuli, wakhuluma kuhle ngokhonti ngendlela ayisebenzileyo lapha eZimbabwe. Sesuka lapho waqondwa namakhosi lapho esifiko khona uKhonti, ukwazakala kwakhe udume, udumo lwakhe usuke eseyakhile down system. Hhayi umuntu okade lapho lapho besethusa bahamba kuhle kwaba namaspeech odwa into ebebuhlungu nje ukuthi umzimba kaKhonti uthe ufika emakhosi waba nokuthwaliswa komzimba yabantu. Waba le moment ebuhlungu ebantwini abaningi besokungani ngikhona kusithi hlwe ukuthi umdlalo kasekho. Amanye ama-speakers literally broke down, kwehluleka ngoba ibiyi-reality. Kodwa sasuka lapho sangena uBulawayo uKhonto engumuntu owaqala ukufuna ukuphakamisa i-township tourism yakoBulawayo.
Mukuru weNational Arts Council of Zimbabwe vaNicholas Moyo vachitaura pamusoro pemabasa akabatwa naMuhlanga achiri mupenyu. And now we are joined by our first guest. We have Mr. Elvis Mari, the former National Arts Council director. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mari.
How are you? Thank you very much for calling me to your program.
Yes, if you can just give us, what do you think the legacy of Count Mhlanga will be in the arts industry? You worked with him for a long time.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners. I think if you look at Count Mhlanga, for those that may not have interacted with him, he was one of those artists who cut across the arts sector. For those that know him, he was a writer, he was a film person, he was a theater person, he was a dance person. I remember when we were doing Jikinya, he was one of our consultants who was helping our students in a number of those dances. Khonti Mhlanga was able to have an impact not only in Zimbabwe but internationally. If you look at the majority of those who are working in the arts today, I can safely say more than 65 to 70% of them went through Khonti Mhlanga, either through his AmaKhosi or through the programs, the outreach programs he extended: Chimani Mani Art Festival, Talk of Haifa, the Talk of Nama, the Talk of Chikinya, the Talk of Inkwasa, the Talk of all these festivals, the Kof in Mashingo. All these festivals, Khonti Mhlanga was the common denominator. I think if you remember the formation of Zimbabwe Zimbabwe Writers Union, the first chairman was Khonti Mhlanga. So when you are talking of Khonti, you are not talking of just an artist who is restricted to just one form of art. Neither is he restricted to just an area of Zimbabwe or the world, but he was more than all what we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe, we have lost an icon.
Mm-hmm. Tombopinda mururimi rwamai, takaona Khonti Mhlanga munguva yapfuura vachimbosungurudzwa, tikaona zvakare vachiwanawo mubayiro pane zvavakanyora. Imi munoti vacharangarirwa sei, nyanya kune vechidiki vari kukura vari kuda kuita izvi zvemitambo?
Tinofunga kurangarirwa kwaKhonti tine rombo rakanaka rokuti vazhinji vevari kuita zvemitambo yakasiyana siyana muno muZimbabwe. Vamwe vanotoita izvozvo vari kunze kwenyika kwavari tika mbiri inotyisa, vakadarika mumaoko akona. Chero isu taishanda National Arts Council makore iwayo, ndanga ndine vanhu ndiri director wenational arts council, ndaiva nevanhu vandaikwasva mazana, ndaiva nevanhu vashanu munyika muno vandaikwasva mazana, kuti rione kuti basa iri tingarifambisa sei. Konti ndiye umwe wemunhu wandakashanda naye kwenguva yese ye16 years yandanga ndiri kunational arts council. Kusvika izvozvi, kusvika musi wesvondo achizoshaya mani, ndakanga ndakataura naConte apa mwana wake kuti fonerai vamari imbotaura navo. Ndakachema ndichiziva kuti Konte munhu aramba akabatirira paukama hwokuziva kuti tinofanira kuti tivake maarts omuno muZimbabwe. Saka maarts omuno muZimbabwe ndinotenda kuti hwaro hwaakaronga kubudikidza navanhu vaakadzidzisa nokupakurira unyanzvi ndo vanhu vatisharamba takabatirira tiziva kuti Konte anenge ari mupenyu akazara muvanhu. Asi ndinofunga chokuziva kwamunoita kana tarasirwa nedenhu reuziva kaita seriri, zvinonetsa kuti tizokura tichibva patakanga tiripa.
Regai timbotora mumwe muteereri wedu weStudio 7 mobata makadaro vamari. Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Hello sister, how are you?
Aiwa, ndiri wadi. Mungatipewo mazwi enyere pamusoro pekushaya kwaConte Mhlanga.
Ya, chokutanga regai ndikwase vose vatiri nevatariri veStudio 7. Ndoda kuti kumhuri yose yeZimbabwe zvishuwa takarasikirwa zvikuru. Kumuri yeZimbabwe yose nekuti vaConte Mhlanga vaiva munhu aizikwana, igamba hombe, tarisa vabasa vakabata zvinhu zvakawanda, vasiya nhaka yakakura zvikuru munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Saka ndinongotenda kuna Mwari. Mwari wakatipa ivo ane pepesi yake, tarisa zvavakatisiyira, ruzivo wakatisiyira nezvimwe charamba tichidzidza kubva mavari. Naome matheta vanga vachiunganidza vanhu kuti vagone kuparticipate mazviri, saka takuzvitenda zvavakaita izvozvo. Asi tinoziva chinonzi rufu harujairiki pazapanozve hatigari. Rufu runorwadza, harujairiki rekunani zvake, kungava kumunhu upi. Asi hatina zvatingazvita, tinongotenda kuti tiita kaMwari. Mwari vanoita kuda kwavo. Saka ndoda kuti kumhuri yeZimbabwe ngatichemene tariro gamba redu. Takaona mabasa mazhinji arakabata, asi Jehovha vakasarudza kuvatora vakasiyira ngarevo basa vandaika kusiyirai.
Ya, mumboti pane siNdebele pfungwa dzenyasi mungoti gaga kuita kuti tipowo vamwe mukana.
Okay, ya nami ngiyatokoza kulu, inde kutoma ngiyatokoza kulu nyaribingirira nonge. Ndikandawo kudhudhuza isavasoke seZimbabwe ngokulahlekelwa ngubaba uConte Mhlanga. Saazi kuti une misebenzi emihle eminingi avayenzayo, mara siyathokoza uzimu uNkulunkulu ukusinyikeza ubaba Konte njengesichava seZimbabwe. Even saazi kuti asekho ephasini usitshiyile, mara zosihlala sikhumbula yonke imisebenzi ubayenza, ubafundisa zonke izinto. Hakuna umuntu angamazi abantu baseZimbabwe, mara sithi ngenxa yakazimu lapha ephasini asihlali, siyafika isikhathi esincane sidlule, mara asithokozeni umsebenzi ayenzayo. Ende yokugcina kumundeni wakaba waConte, sinani emthandazweni mihla namalanga, nesichaba sonke seZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi waConte uba umuntu wabantu. Masivala amashona amaNdebele, even amaVenda apha eBed Bridge. So nani ninoti ndambe siVenda, but vote wa Bed Bridge vamudziva vaConte. Ndiri hei ramakore oi payena amudziya. So ndichi vatu vose vaZimbabwe ari paraneni ngaye shipinga takukamba pasini kakava vaConte, vatu vose va Bed Bridge navatu vose vaVenda Messina, vamwe vamudziva, ndikopfa vatu vakuamba ngaye. So ndikorevo ndaamba nda.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda chaizvo vamoyo. Regai ndidzokere kuna vamari timbonzwa kwamuri kuti pane chitsvambe chamungati masirwa here sekutaura kwamaita matimi makatokwanisa kunge muchinzi mwana wavo akufonerei mumbotipawo ipapo.
Ndosinga chitsvambe chasiya vamuklanga ndechekuva munhu asingatauri nerutivi anotaura zvinhu sezvazvino wanga asingatyi kuti amiririre zvido zvemaartisti muno muzimbabwe wanga asingatyi kuti aite zvinhu zvaanofunga kuti zvinobatsira vanhu ndofunga vamuklanga chinhu changa chakakosha mavari munhu anga waida nyika yake nevanhu kudarika zvaanozvida iyi ukatarira vakonzi vakagadzirira vanhu amakosi vakasiyira vanhu uye vakaenda kumusha kwavo kulupane kundotanga zvekuti vashande nevanhu vomumaruzevha senzvimbo yavo kulupane havasi vanhu vazhinji vanoita zvinhu zvakadero asi ndochitsvambe chatasiyirwa chokuti tanga tine munhu anga ane hanya nevamwe vanhu kunze kwaiye nemhuri yacho pachake.
Mm-hmm. And also maybe if you can just give us what you saw if you were at the Celebration of Life memorial that was done today. What did you see and what's your takeaway from those that were celebrating the life of Quantum Shanga?
Unfortunately, I didn't manage to attend the memorial today, and I also would not be able to attend his funeral tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For things beyond my control, I have been talking to the family and apologizing, but I would definitely would have been very, very keen to attend the memorial as well as his funeral in Lupane.
Mm-hmm.
So the pictures I saw, I can only talk about the pictures I was seeing.
Yes, and would you say that he was given a befitting tribute for what he contributed to the country?
I think from the artist side, mm-hmm. I'm not sure from the government side. Personally, to tell you, I would have been very happy if ever there was an accolade, it can only be a national accolade. I would not see any other that would defeat what Kont was and contributed to this country. Yes, contributed, I think, so immensely that probably we should have done more in recognizing what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose some people may not have known what he was doing, because he was someone who was who didn't shout about his own work. Maybe it's us who may not have talked more about what he was talking, what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
and therefore other people who make such decisions may not have seen the point that we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa mochipeta mururimi rwamai kuti kune avo vari kuda kudzidza kubva kuna Kont Mhlanga vari kuita mabasa iwayo eunyanduri mungava tichii mazwi enyekupedzisira.
Manzwi angu ekupedzisira andingaudza vanhu vari kuita zveunyanzvi, chokutanga ndechekuti nyaya dzemaartist hadzisi dzokuti unoita nhasi mangwana watova mufuma, hadzisi dzokufuma. Ndedzekusimudzira vanhu upenyu hwavo nemararamiro avo. Chechipiri ndechekuti vanhu ndivo vanokwiridzira, nokuti mabasa ako ndo anotaridza oga kuti wakaita chii kubatsira vanhu. Hatizviiti kuzviitira pachedu.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mari. Thank you so much, Mr. Mari. And would also like to thank all those that are streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye in Washington.